Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Donald Trump says he's made lots of progress on ending Russia's war in Ukraine after talks at the White House with Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Sir Keir said Mr. Trump had created a moment of opportunity, but warned any peace deal must not reward the aggressor or encourage regimes such as Iran. Here's our UK political correspondent, Rob Watson.
The effort of Keir Starmer is to try and make sure that any peace deal is a reasonable one, that it's not one that you would, if you like, give everything away to Vladimir Putin. And for his part, what President Trump was saying is, look, I do think there's going to be a deal, and if there's going to be one, it'll come soon. If not, it might not happen at all. But, I mean, there's clearly some kind of distance still. It's obvious that Donald Trump is prepared to trust Vladimir Putin, according to what he said, in a way that Sir Keir Starmer and other European leaders aren't. So they're still very nervous about what's lying underneath this.
Mexico has extradited 29 alleged drug cartel members to the United States, including high-profile gang leaders. The move is seen as a major step in bilateral security relations. President Trump had threatened to impose tariffs on imports from Mexico, accusing it of failing to tackle drug trafficking and mass migration. Here's our Mexico correspondent, Will Grant.
It is considered the biggest such extradition of its kind, possibly in the history of Mexico's relentless drug war. They include the founders of the brutal Zetas cartel, Miguel Ángel Treviño, and his brother, Omar Treviño. Known as Zeta 40 and Zeta 42, respectively, the two men ran the feared organisation for years before its eventual demise in the mid-2010s. Their criminal empire spanned a wide range of illicit activities, including cocaine smuggling, people trafficking, extortion, gun running and kidnappings.
The imprisoned founder of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, has called for his group to lay down its arms and end its four-decade struggle against the Turkish state. Abdullah Öcalan said the PKK should dissolve itself as an organisation. The chairman of Turkey's governing party said the country would be free of its shackles if PKK disbanded. Neighbouring Iraq, which has 6.5 million Kurds, has welcomed Mr. Öcalan's call. Emre Temel has more.
Öcalan has been a dominant and iconic figure in Kurdish politics. However, for most of Turks, he has been the public enemy number one for many years and often dubbed as baby killer because of PKK's attacks on civilians as well. And the clashes between PKK and Turkish security forces and PKK's attacks on these forces plus civilians has caused over 40,000 deaths.
BBC News. North Korean state media say the country has conducted a strategic cruise missile launching drill in the Yellow Sea this week, adding the exercise sought to showcase its state nuclear deterrence. Pyongyang said the drills were aimed at sending a warning to what they described as enemy nations, whom they accused of fostering an escalating confrontation. The charity Save the Children says at least 70 people in Sudan have died from cholera. More than 2,000 have been infected over the past week as a direct result of the war. The outbreak in White Nile State, south of Khartoum, comes after a drone strike on a power station disrupted access to clean water. Countries gathered at UN biodiversity talks in Rome have reached agreement on a funding plan to 2030 for measures aimed at protecting global biodiversity. Talks broke down last year in Colombia when no agreement could be reached on further financing of the proposed activities. Here's our science and environment reporter Esme Stallard.
2 years ago, countries agreed a landmark deal to reverse the decline of nature, which has fallen by more than two-thirds over the last 50 years, and agreed to protect 30% of the world's land and seas. To do this, countries agreed that $200 billion a year would be mobilised by 2030, but so far, donors have not been forthcoming. Today's deal maps a way forward for how the money can be ramped up, including calling on countries to have national funding strategies.
The US space company Blue Origin has announced plans for an upcoming all-female flight on its new Shepard rocket. Those on board will include Blue Origin owner Jeff Bezos's fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, the pop star Katy Perry and civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen. No date has been set for the launch, but it's expected to take place this spring. BBC News.